father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been around for 35 years, how do you keep a product fresh? How do you keep it new? Particularly in an area like high-tech equipment for schools and classrooms. How do you keep that cutting edge? Well, let's ask somebody, because she works for a company called Smart Technologies, and they are that company that's been around for 35 years and have a track record of using interactive tech in our schools. Chris Astel joins us right now. She's an education strategist for Smart Technologies. Hi, Chris. It's good to have you on KDKA. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to be here.
Hey, so give me an idea. For those who know about smart boards, for those who know about some of your technology, this may be a little bit of a rehash, but for those who are remembering that the only thing we had in our classes was a chalkboard, chalk, and erasers, what is a smart board? Give us an overview of what we're talking about.
Okay, yeah. Well, as you mentioned, we introduced the first smart board to classrooms over 30 years ago. And today we're still making industry-leading interactive flat panels. So if you think about walking into a classroom where we used to have the chalkboard for some of us, I am one of those.
Mm-hmm.
We need some place to deliver content for students to both see and interact with. And so what we have done is created these giant TVs, as you were, that feature a really sophisticated touch kit so that students can see, touch, move, and interact with the things that they are learning in the classroom to really help drive that knowledge deeper and let them test things out so they make the connections in their heads that facilitate learning. And next to that, we've also created an all-in-one digital learning platform called Lumio that lets teachers create, transform, deliver lessons to students in person or online. So leveraging all those devices we put in the classrooms during COVID, how can we personalize the learning experience with students by giving them a place to, again, consume and interact with content?
So then how do you keep it fresh and current? I mean, because the things are constantly changing out there. How do you keep up with the speed of technology?
Well, as a tech company, that is our job. And honestly, my role at Smart is really to understand how the landscape of education is shifting so that we can respond to the needs of students, teachers, and leaders around the globe in our product. So we have teams of developers that are constantly looking at what does our product do? How does it do it? And does this still accurately reflect the workflows of teachers and students in classrooms? And so we iterate continuously.
So when we say that these smart boards or the Lumio and things like that, this is not literally just a way that you project your computer screen onto the wall or turn the wall into a giant iPad, right? I mean, this is more than that. In what ways?
Right. Well, so if we think about what needs to happen in a classroom, we need students to consume new information. We need them to make connections in their heads to things that they already know so that new information sticks. And then we need them to practice so that they can kind of form those retrieval pathways. And then we need them to show us that they know that information. So these tools need to both give learning to students and then collect data from students about what they know. So this might be through games where they interact with the content by playing a game and they get immediate feedback if it's right or wrong. Or it may be by having all students contribute their ideas to a brainstorm. So a teacher can immediately see at that front of the room display what every student is thinking, and they can also see what their peers are thinking so they can learn from and with each other. So it's this collecting and sharing of information that gives this continuous dialogue between teachers and students and between students and students.
So then how do students get that information onto the board? I mean, do they have a small keypad, a small number pad that they're saying one if they think this, two if they think that, three if they think this, or is there some other way that that information gets onto that board up front?
Yeah, so I think it's even more exciting than that. We purchased across the globe and definitely in the U.S. so many devices for students during the pandemic. So in most school districts, every student will have access to a Chromebook, a computer, an iPad, or even their phone for some portion of the day. And so what we're able to do is from a front of the room display, like a smart board, take the content that you're seeing there and actually share it to students' devices so they can see it right in front of them. And then they can interact with it as well. So the teacher might ask a question and want every student to answer. So now instead of having a student raise their hand and we call on them one by one, every student types that answer onto their device and it appears at the front of the room display and on the device in front of them so that everybody can see it and is unimpeded in consuming that information.
So as we visit with Chris Astle here from Smart Technologies, just because it's tech, does that make it better? I think that you could have a philosophical question about that, right? I mean, a debate among teachers that tech doesn't always make it better, or in this day and age for kids, does it make it better because it's tech?
It's such a great question. And I think the thing that we have to remember is ed tech is only as good as the teachers and the instructional practices it supports. So when a district is deciding what technology to choose, they really need to understand, you know, if they get an app, how is it going to be used? How is it going to help teachers and students reach their goals? Is it something that will keep student data safe? Like, there are a lot of considerations there because sometimes tech is just a bright, shiny thing and it doesn't get us to the end that we're looking to get to. But when we really evaluate and we pick the right tools that are aligned with the practices that are happening in our districts, then it presents us with an opportunity to really, in a scalable way, differentiate, personalize education, make sure that every student can see themselves in the work that they're doing and connect that to their future. So tech done right is an amazing opportunity for kids today. So we just have to be aware when we're picking tools and putting them in front of our kids.
You clearly are a tech leader in this space, but how much of that comes from feedback from amazing educators across the country?
Oh, I think almost all of it. One of the things I spend a lot of time doing is talking to teachers and leaders alike across the country. SMART hosts a monthly customer council where we bring leaders together to talk about what's happening in your classrooms, what's happening in your districts, what are your needs, and what needs to change. And we hear it from them firsthand so that we can turn around and incorporate that into our products.
What's next? I mean, how do you continue to lead the way? Because I know, you know, that's been a challenge for great successful tech companies like Apple, right, for a long time. How do you make the next best thing even better than the last best thing that you put out?
We're listening to the voices of our customers and looking at, you know, the other technologies that are evolving around us. What are the pieces that we need to pull in? And how do we make things more accessible? That's how Lumio came about, as we realized, you know, devices are here to stay. How do we make them more meaningful for teachers and students and more accessible? When we think about what we're doing with our front of room panels, how do we build in sensors so we know what's happening in the environment in the classroom? How do we make inking easier so that everyone can do it? And more importantly, how do we connect everyone in the classroom to what's happening at that front of room display so that no one is excluded during the day?
How expensive is the investment for school districts? I realize it depends on how many classrooms you're talking about and things like that, but if you were to retrofit a particular classroom, you're putting one of these smart boards there, and we're talking about the district would take care of the implementation as far as, you know, the whether it's iPads or computers or whatever. What's the investment for a district to put this kind of technology in place?
Well, that's the beauty of SMART and the work that we've been doing is there really is a SMART board for every budget. So we've developed a line of displays from, you know, our entry-level GX panel that is incredibly affordable to some of our more robust panels with more features. So it really depends on what the district is looking at. But it is very cost-effective at this point to get a front-of-room display into a classroom.
I mean, you're talking a couple $1,000s or $20,000?
Yeah, $20,000 definitely not. So a couple $1,000s is definitely going to get you the display that you want in the front of your classroom and your students engaged with it and connected to it with their student devices.
And when you start to think about what it is capable of doing, it is definitely one of those things that districts need to continue to think about. How can we incorporate tech into the classrooms? Chris, thank you very, very much for being on and getting the conversation started for us here today on KDK. I appreciate you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, Chris Astle joining us from SMART Technologies, S-M-A-R-T, SMART Technologies, where she is an education strategist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.